بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه. On one occasion, he told Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, "I read a lot of Durood Sharif. إني أكثر الصلاة عليك." O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, "I have got this habit of sending a lot of salawat and reading a lot of Durood Sharif. How much of time should I allocate to reciting Durood Sharif?" Ulama explained what was meant was the time that I've allocated for making dua and zikr, etc., how much of time should I take out from there just to dedicate to reading Durood Sharif? So Rasulullah told him, whatever you feel appropriate. He asked him, quarter? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whatever you wish, but if you dedicate more time, then it will be better for you. You will get more benefit from this. So then he asked him, half of the time? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's also fine, but فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكْ. If you dedicate more time towards Durood Sharif, then that will even be better for you. And then he asked, what about two-thirds? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whatever you wish. But then too, if you dedicate more time, it will even be better for you. Then he told Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if all that time that I've allocated for zikr, etc., dua, etc., if I dedicate all that time just to reciting Durood Sharif. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى hammak wa yukaffaru laka dhambuk. Then all your problems will be taken care of. Allah Ta'ala will suffice you for all your concerns, all your worries, all your needs, and your sins also will be completely wiped out and forgiven. Now this is the barakat of Durood Sharif, which unfortunately nowadays many of us don't find time to recite Durood Sharif. We don't have that time. But this is the benefit of it. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, people would write to him from different parts of the world. Shaykhul Hadith, the author of the Fazail-e Amal, Fazail-e Sadaqat, etc. And people, when they would have problems, then one standard advice that he would give to them is increase the recitation of Durood Sharif. If you've got a problem, you're worried about something, you're anxious, you have some fear, you have some phobia, you're afraid something is going to happen, what you need to do, read more Durood Sharif. Ulama even have written that if there is a plague that breaks out, not just a pandemic or an epidemic, a plague. You know, the plagues of the past, if you read the books of history, but again, yeah, unfortunately, no one really is interested in reading anything or in learning anything or understanding anything. You'll find sometimes the plagues, one go, like maybe one part of the morning, 70,000 people gone, old, young, everything. That's how the plagues were in the past. What we saw was nothing. It's just like a small thing that people passing away after long, going to hospital, giving them wrong medication, you know, all that was happening. But here in the real plague that happened, in like a short time, just like maybe like one morning, 70,000 people gone. One day, 70,000, old, young, everything. So the ulama explained that at the time of a plague, what is among the most beneficial things to do? Alhamdulillah, we've got everything. We've got the kitabs. We've got a very rich history. You know, we've got senior great people of the past. So they said one of the most beneficial things to do is to excessively recite Durood Sharif. Excessively. I'm not saying now you're reading, you know, 50 or 100 or 200. Where you read it in the thousands or the hundreds of thousands. In the hundreds of thousands, people are all reading Durood Sharif. And through the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even push away that plague. That plague also will not affect you. That plague also will just disappear. Through the barakat of Durood Sharif. And many scholars have got this in their kitabs. Even people, scholars who have written whole thick books on the plague itself and what needs to be done at that time, many of them have written this year, this excessive Durood Sharif. So excessive Durood Sharif is actually the solution to all problems. Even if a man is suffering with anxiety, he's suffering with depression, start reading Durood Sharif. But as I mentioned, sometimes you just need to have a little bit of concentration. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ard yuballighuni min ummati as-salam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the special farishtas traveling throughout the world, they're just looking for someone reading Durood Sharif. They're coming, they're taking the Durood Sharif, they're collecting the Durood Sharif, and they're conveying it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when a person is reading Durood Sharif, this is the frame of mind he has. Just concentrates a little bit, and then he'll see that peace and tranquility now setting over his heart. That is why many authors have even compiled kitabs on Durood itself. Like we spoke about Dalail al-Khirat, Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi, he's got the 40 Durood and Salam. Now that 40 Durood and Salam, he selected it from different narrations, different wordings from different narrations, different books of hadith. And a person is reading that, there's so much of benefit that he's getting when he's reading that 40 Durood and Salam. Sometimes it's done in a congregation. You know, one person is reading, the others are listening. Either they can read with him if they're comfortable, or if they're listening, but wherever the name of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, then they're reading sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the end, they're saying Ameen because it's a dua. So this 40 Durood and Salam, it's being read, you know, you're reading it in your home, you're reading it to your children, you're listening to it. You find that this has got a unique effect. It's got like a very, very strong effect in removing a lot of the negativity from our lives. So these kitabs are kitabs that we need to be reading on a daily basis. It needs to be part of our ma'mulat. Pious people of the past, they would have, and you know, they'll have a stipulated amount to say every day, this is how much of Durood Sharif has to be finished. They've got a routine, they've got a program, they've got a timetable. They know this time is for this, this time is for that. I think one of our biggest problems is we don't have any discipline in our lives. There's no discipline. So one day you do something, you go in the josh, one day, 1 week, 1 month, after that, the man fell down. Where he was reading 1,000 Durood Sharif, now he can't even read 50 Durood Sharif. Where he had a routine of doing ibadat, Muhammad ibn Sayyid ibn Mutarrif rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Shaykh got this also in his kitab Fazail Durood, where he says, a very great saint and senior person of the past, he had an allocated amount of Durood Sharif to read every day. He knew now that I need to finish so much of Durood Sharif. So he would do it after Isha, before going to bed. So one night, he's in the upper chamber of his house, like you'll say maybe like the second floor upstairs, and he's reading that Durood Sharif, and he completes it, and he falls off to sleep. And he's seeing in the dream now that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming into his home from the door of the upper chamber. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming, and the whole house is illuminated, it's bright. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to him and tells him that where are those lips that read so much of Durood Sharif? I want to kiss those lips. And this person feels shy and he moves his face, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kisses his cheeks in the dream. And then he wakes up, and then he sees the whole house is illuminated. There's like noor and light in the entire house, and the entire house has got the fragrance of musk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use itr with musk. You know, the hadith says even when he was going for hajj, before he put on his ihram, and he put on the itr, and that itr had musk. We're speaking about, you know, pure musk. Pure musk is one of the most expensive itrs you get, even more expensive than oud, etc. And for 8 days, that fragrance of musk remained on his cheeks. So this is the barakat of Durood Sharif. This is the goodness it will bring to us. It will bring us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, we want to be closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of Qiyamah, inna ula nasi bi aktharuhum alayya salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the closest of people to me on the day of Qiyamah, you want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who read the most Durood Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.